All right. Happy birthday? No. Welcome. Today I'm starting something new. I'm online here to upload on YouTube and I'm online. I'm live here. So hi, and welcome back. So yesterday I spoke about a very dark, savage, and harsh topic, probably. So nobody cares about you. And all of that good stuff. And today I'm going to continue with that very savage knowledge. And this year is really the year for me to be the woman that says, like I said, what I said, that's it. So, with everything I said yesterday and everything I'm going to say today, of course, we're still speaking about empowerment, and we're still speaking about, especially, we're speaking about empowerment on a like a mental level, right? It's about becoming mature. It's coming into maturity. I don't know. I'm gonna look into the Instagram live camera, so this is just gonna come with it, okay? So we're speaking about maturity, and the number one thing that I learned last year, and this was going through like this heavy sales process. I worked in this big corporation and I was in sales while doing the coaching. So I learned so much and I got into like the darkest place of my life. It was probably, I was going through the dark night of the soul again. So many parts of me died, but this was the most important thing for me that I had to learn. And when I realized that nobody cares about me, nobody cares. Like it's true. It can be a hard pill to swallow, but actually nobody cares about you. So this brought me fully into sovereignty, like really fully owning myself and my responsibilities and doing what I have to do for me to survive. And yesterday I spoke a lot about surviving because I believe in the coaching scene that I have entered, like this whole spiritual scene, people speak about thriving and not surviving. But first, we got to learn how to survive. And in order to survive on this plane, like really healthy, we have to step into our masculine. And this is the more fight aspect, like the fight or flight, right? Fight, flight, freeze, fawn, all these manipulation tactics, right? And this comes from the reptilian brain, from this old part of our nature, from our ancestors, if we also so will, right? We have this body. The body is our human vessel. So we are spiritual beings in a human experience, right? So spiritual beings in a human experience means we're fully human and we're spiritual. That's our goal in this life, to dive more deeper into our spiritual identity. But the number one thing we have to understand is that we're first human and that we have to understand that we have blood, right? And the blood and in our DNA, this is where the generational trauma or the generational blessings also are. And first, we have to fully come into being human. So the lower chakras, yeah, the lower energy centers. And the number one thing is to realize that it's about life and death. And this life on this plane can be dangerous as well. It's not all fairy tales and roses and pink flowers. It's not. It can be, but first, I believe that it helped me to realize that no, it's not. It can be very savage out in here. And I believe, especially for women, for good-hearted women, and that's the kind of woman that I speak to, the good-hearted woman who has become savage or who wants to become more savage. Because also speaking about being more savage is about talking about the subconscious. The subconscious is the body. The subconscious is the body as well. The subconscious is all of the things, like, as I said, the more savage parts, and also the survival. And money has everything to do with survival. Sex has everything to do with survival. Ooh, again, I don't know. I think I actually got banned or blocked on YouTube because I use all these words. I gotta figure this out. So, money, sex, power, personal power, all of these things, like material status symbols, are deemed socially unacceptable. Yeah, in many cultures, especially in Germany, in many cultures. And I believe that's why so many, especially women, don't dare to say, I have selfish desires and I want money. Like, I want money, pay me. This is what I want. These are my standards. If you can't fulfill them, you gotta go, right? So we are afraid to be deemed as the bad bitch. But At the end of the day, that's why we glorify the bad bitches, right? We glorify Nicki Minaj, we glorify Cardi B, we glorify Beyonce, we glorify all the women who step into their power and say, yo, this is me, and I'm not doing it for you. Like, I know I'm sexy working with sexual energy. I know I'm sexy. I know I'm powerful. I have something to offer, and that's my creative gift of music, of dancing, of just being in my energy, because that's the beauty of feminine energy. It's about being in your beauty, in your essence. That's what we have glorified since the beginning of time, the femininity, the feminine essence. And that's why we love these women. Also, Rihanna. Rihanna is a beautiful example for bad bitch dark energy. It's like, bitch better have my money, right? Like, that's exactly what we're talking about. And so many women I see in the coaching field or in service-oriented jobs are afraid to step into that power, even though, let's be real. Like, for me, it's always about being real, about being honest, but about being authentic with yourself. You want those things. You want those things. So either you come up with with an offer, with a service, with an offer, and most of the time you already have it. You have the education, you have the trainings, you have the certifications. You are good at what you do, but it's only about you owning what it is that you're good at. And I'm also here to own what I'm good at. So yesterday somebody asked me if I want to partake in something, and today, and honestly, like this year, no, I'm not at the beginning of my career anymore. I have been a certified life coach for 7 years, and I've been showing results like for like highly successful people. So no, I'm not at the beginning of my career, and no, like I'm very selective about the way the places where I will show up. Because I know that I bring a lot of transformational value, okay? If you want to receive something for free, I'm going to create a lot of free content. So let's be honest, right? I don't want to do nothing that doesn't excite me no more. And what excites me the most is making money. So let's be real about that, okay? So today I wanted to talk a little bit more. I prepared a few things, not today, but I prepared those things a long time ago, and I want to like release everything that has been on my mind for so long. Like, that's literally what I'm doing currently, like releasing all of the thoughts I haven't taken time to release. So one thing that I wrote down here is that the way to success can be alone, can be lonesome, can be lonely, and yeah, that could be true. I actually never really believed in that, to be honest, but that's probably why I resisted it for a long time as well. I believe coming into the full death of the ego, nobody cares about you, you're not special. Nobody cares about you're not special. And you're lonely, and yourself, like you're responsible for all of everything you have done and everything that you've created up until now. And now it's time for you to get out of that mess, right? Or maybe you have already created something good. So that's the harsh truth. We have to come to this full dead end. Yeah. And then from there, we can build up. One thing that helped me a lot is also to release all expectations from everybody, including my family. Again, nobody cares about you, and you got to get your shit together yourself. So I had to come into my own power, and then every help or every support, every action of love was so much more received in gratitude by me, because I realized that those people, they don't owe me nothing. Nobody owes me anything. So I could receive it with even more love, because people want to give from their overflow, but they don't have to. So I actually believe it's a very good thought to start with, that you have to start alone. This is what I've personally experienced myself, because I was afraid to do my own thing for a very long time. So I always attached myself to other groups, like to these groups and to this thing and to this thing, and then to another group, and then working with other women. No. Like I have something, I have my own academy. Like it's a universe full of knowledge, and it's time for me to step up into my own power and to go fully stand up for myself with no cosign, with no alliance. Like first and foremost, like that's my part to do. That's your part to do. And then if you want, but really be honest, is it a crutch? Is it because you are codependent, because you can't fully stand up for whatever it is that you're creating? Or is it really because you have now come to a point where you need a team? That's different, right? But I believe you first have to come fully into your power, stand alone, don't attach yourself to anybody else, and just stand up for yourself and fully embrace all the lashback. I also know that for me, that have I know that my power, like my smart mouth, can be so harsh that I will get it like a big slap back. Yeah, and I've re received that in my life before. So that could be a fear. Like we are afraid that we are so in your face that we will get like this huge clap back. But this year is the year of I'm ready for the clapback if it has to happen. I'm not inviting it. Nope. But if it will happen, I'm ready for it. It's like a rap battle, right? So I'm going to stand up here. I'm going to say what I say, talking shit. It's not shit. It's, of course, highly divine knowledge. But if something is going to come back, I'm ready to handle it. That's just my attitude now. I'm ready to handle all of the things that will come back naturally, right? What you put out is what you get back. And it's truth. Like, I'm not putting out no harmful things. I rebuke that. I just want to give you truth and love. Yeah. In a very harsh way, but the truth is very hurtful in the beginning. So, the way to success will be not dangerous, but can be lonely. But I believe if you embrace the being alone, the sovereign, I will call it sovereign, you're not alone. Like you're actually with your ancestors, you're with God, right? You're with God, you're with love, you're so full, you're happy with yourself and everything you do. It doesn't feel like you're alone, like you've fully come into a place of wholeness. That's what my whole work is about, to fully come into place of wholeness so you don't even feel alone. And then everyone else that comes along is a bonus. Yes. I think this is what one thing I wanted to say. And then there's another thing. Yeah. So I spoke about that yesterday as well. I believe, especially as a woman, handling business and dealing with men is very much the same, because as a woman, handling business means you have to step up into your masculinity. That means speaking up for yourself, handling responsibilities. Excuse me. Stepping up, handling responsibility, being like straight. Rational, calculative, strategic, having this masculine, having the masculine traits, like healing your own wounded masculine, could come from not having good male role models, having not a good relationship with your father or authority or God or, yeah, the world, the system we live in is masculine. So healing the masculine as well. So healing into femininity is also about healing into masculinity, because we want to become whole and heal the masculine and the feminine. And dealing with business is almost the same. I can see it with women who are healing and being more in their masculine within their business. It also helps them to attract better partners. And this is also what I had to learn. So it's about boundaries. It's about standards. It's about letting someone prove themselves to you. It's about consistency, right? It's about logic. It's about high standards and status, and also visible things. Not only a feeling, but like visibility. It's everything the masculine represents. So, yep. Yeah. Boundaries and standards. I believe this is definitely a topic for this year for many people. And if you know what your values are and your boundaries, you can be so much more fluid in what it is that you want to do, because you're not going to be so rigid because you're afraid, because you know exactly when to stop. You know exactly when to stop, where to stop, because you know your standards and you know your boundaries. And this will help you. Oh no. Okay, there's like I'm continuing to talk here, but there is a problem on the Instagram live for the internet connection. So I will continue here. As I said, that most of the time I okay, I don't know if this is just going to continue. Okay, is it going? Oh yeah. It's going. Okay, so welcome back. There were some problems with the internet, but yeah, we'll just jump right back into it. So I said, as a woman, to become more, like to be more successful, more clear, attract the clients in your business, it is about healing your inner masculine. And the same thing will also benefit you in terms of actually finding more quality men, because the secret here is, in order to be good at business, you have to activate your masculine side. And the secret is also, in order to choose a good man, you have to also activate your masculine side. Of course, you call him in with the feminine, but then you vet him, or you decide if he's a good one and keep him in check with the masculine, right? So yes, that's what I have here. It's like I'm having my own rapid fire questions. So again, also I have like the title is That's Why You're Not Being Desired. I love this topic so much, because being desired, everyone is talking about being desired and so on. The first person who has to desire you is you. That's the law of attraction. That's a universal law. And to make it very, very simple, is the best way I can explain it today is, in order to call back your power, you have to cut all attention that you give to others, like to media, to social media, following other people, looking into other people's lives, comparing yourself. I think I have that here as well. Like comparing yourself is everything around that is you being on the outside. Like your mind is scattered. Your mind is not here with you. And we're talking about also the power of now, right? The power of now, the power of presence. Being present, present means you're fully with all your mental energy. You it's compressed, or like it's compressed. It's here with you. If you look to the outside, you lose energy. Because your mental energy is the most important currency, like your sex, like your whole energy system, your sexual energy, your mental energy, all of that energy is your most powerful currency. Energy is currency, right? And if you give away your energy, also the sexual energy, if you want to check out my YouTube, you can see some videos about that, where I say, like, women who are like, if you are a high-value woman, you don't sleep with men just like that, because you're losing sexual energy. It's the most delicious, juicy, restorative, generative. It's the highest energy on this planet. Yeah, it's the highest frequency. It's exactly what you should charge for. So we're talking about the sacred prostitute. Okay, again, oops, all these words. I hope I'm not gonna get banned. So this is very important that you call back all of your energy to you, your mental energy, as I said, even your heart energy. You can let it exude out, because it's natural to you to keep the heart open. But at the same time, it is important that you really create this hygiene, spiritual hygiene, mental hygiene, that you keep your energy with you. And this is how you can create amazing things. This is how you create magnetism, when you are focused on you and your selfish desires, because only your selfish desires will also get you into a place where you will come from overflow to serve the collective. Yeah, it's a law of nature. It's just like a tree, everything in nature will first look out for itself. Because if you don't look out for yourself, you will never grow into this tree that bears healthy fruit. So you have to first look out for yourself, and then let it be your goal to give from your overflow. That's why I also say, and this is my personal journey, for me, for the past 8 years or even 9 years, I've only invested into myself. I've invested into my education. I've invested into my personal development. I've invested in my food. I've invested in other sorts of education so I can give from my overflow. I didn't invest in any material things, really, like just the bare minimum kind of. And that's the kind of people who take it far, because you first have to build up yourself. If you see yourself as real estate, yeah, if you see yourself as a garden, if like instead of investing into something outside of yourself, if you invest in something into yourself, no one can take it away from you, as we all know. And this is where you build yourself so strong, so solid, so robust that nothing can really shake you or break you anymore. That's why investing in personal development is the number one suggestion I have for you. If you are ready and if you want to, I'm starting my new course on the 1st of February. So hit me up if you're interested. So I want to continue. So call back all your energy. Don't compare yourself with others. Don't even think about other people. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter. They don't think about you. You don't think about them, no matter who it is. Like, be inspired by yourself. You're divine. Okay, so you don't look outside, you look inside, you focus on yourself. Even Jesus did that. Yeah, if you need some social proof, even Jesus did that. Like, he went it 40 days into the wilderness, and he said, like, I have to retreat from the world. I will sit with myself. I will fast. I will pray. I will fight. Like, I will meet my demon, and I'm going to slay him, and then I'm going to come back, and then I can give from my overflow. So if you needed that proof, here we go. Okay, so invest in yourself and like exaggerate, you know, like get so excited about yourself that you're like, oh my God, like that's me. Like, look at everything you have already done, all the things you have already done. I used to say to my clients, like, remember from the day you were born, everything you have learned. Like, you learned how to walk, you learned how to talk, you learned how to ride the bike, you learned how to speak, you learned how to write, you learned how to do math, you learned everything you learned in school, then you learned some social skills, maybe you learned dancing or play an instrument, you learned this and that and all of those things. If you write all of that down, that's what you've got to offer. Not only your formal education, maybe then you have some formal education. Went to school, you have a bachelor's degree, maybe you have a master's degree, then you have higher education, then you have another certificate, and this and that and that. You're qualified. You're qualified. But you have to focus on you instead of looking outside and then comparing. Like, that's the ego. Like, the ego and the reptilian brain. The reptilian brain is always looking out, like hyper vigilant for threats, right? And then if we think about that, we can think other people are threats. Then we think, oh, that person is beneath me. He's no threat, or she's no threat. That's a very important topic. I will talk about that as well, how we can like to be around people who are not a threat to us, and then we can be comfortable. Very bad dynamic. And then we have people that are better than us, and then we feel like, oh my God, that person is better. That person is a threat. So We don't want to do that at all. Like that person doesn't matter, and that person also doesn't matter. The only person that matters is you. And then you can see, okay, what can I learn? Who can help me? Like, what coach can I get? What mentors can I get? What can I learn? What can I work on? What is the inner work I have to do in order to master my craft and get it out there, right? You're the most important, so focus on yourself. You are amazing. Invest in yourself and then come from your overflow, okay? Yes. So I think this also, we talked about that. Yeah, if you're not being desired, you're probably not desiring yourself. You're amazing. So again, what else do I have here? I see, and again, we're coming back into more of the savageness. So I see personal development or inner work or transformational work, especially. It's like digging into your psyche, is digging into who you are. It's about knowing thyself, right? Knowing thyself, meaning finding out all of who you are, the entirety, the non-duality, the divinity, and the humanity. It is about all of who you are, your soul and your body. And the deeper you go, it's the tree of life. We've probably all heard about it. The tree of life, the deeper the roots, I always say the juicier the fruits, right? The deeper the roots, the higher the branches. As above, so below, as within, so without. So the deeper you go into the savage nature, into the, as I said, nobody cares about you. This life is dangerous. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's it. Like nobody cares about you. And then you work your way up and you're like, oh my God, I actually gotta survive and I gotta fight for my own survival. So what do I need? I need money. I want to procreate. That's my energy, right? And I need food, clothes, shelter. I need money for that. And it's the most loving thing I can ask for. Like, give me money. You know, like if we interact on a human level, we exchange knowledge for money, food for money. We exchange everything basically for money. And there's a whole thing I wrote down as well. I believe, and I think I spoke about that yesterday as well. I believe that money is the easiest and purest way to exchange because most of the time people always want something. If people don't know what they want, most of the time it's a hidden desire. And then they come to you, they have a secret desire of getting their needs met through being with you, whether it be physical, whether it be this friendship, whether it be whatever. Maybe sometimes people want information. This happens to a lot of, yeah, smart people, entrepreneurs, coaches all the time. People are going to be like, oh, you're so inspirational. Let's meet. No, I'm not up for meeting. You know, like you will set my energy and I'm not down for it. You either come to pay and learn something in my academy, or we are not going to meet. Okay. So be aware of people who don't actually know what they want, or who are not, like, who haven't admitted their own desires to themselves. Yeah. And then they come out and they think they can play, but no, like, what do you want? Like, and then we can talk about it, right? If you know what you want, we can always talk about it because everything is a deal. Everything is an exchange. Yeah, it's an exchange of money, or it's an exchange of energy, let's say that. And the best energy that I like this time is money. Show me your love with money. Show me your appreciation, because that's actually what money is. Money is a tool to show appreciation. What do you value? What do you appreciate? Right? And then you give your money to the things that you value and that you appreciate. And it's something else, or it's something different for everyone else, for everyone. Some people value more this, some people value more that. So money is so neutral, it will do whatever you want. Yeah, so it's very important to be aware of your subconscious desires that are many times not so socially accepted, but be aware of them and be like, allow your own self to bring them up. Yeah, this is going to make life so much easier. Yep. And also, like as I said, knowing thyself is about diving deep. It's about you are a gold mine, right? See yourself as a gold mine. And the deeper you go, the deeper you go, the deeper you go, you will find the pearl. Right, the pearl of great price. It's been talked about that in the Bible, but also all the archetypal stories like having the treasure at the bottom of the sea. The sea represents the subconscious mind, and the treasure is right at the bottom of the whole sea. So it's worth to dive through this psychic energy of the subconscious mind to go all the way down there, because this is where you will find the golden shadow. And the golden shadow is you realizing that you are divine, you realizing that you have been what you've been looking for all of your life. This is where the love of your life resides, and it's being alive in this reality and being able to create this reality the way you want to. I'm saying that so easily, but that's what it is, you know, like this life is magical. So, yeah, you are a gold mine. Dive deep down there. Like you have all the resources you need down there. Down there, it's going to be a labyrinth. That's why I highly suggest having mentors and that can help you, because you don't have to start from scratch. Like there are so many people who found that out. So that's why mentors and coaches, however you want to call it, they collapse time. Sometimes people make their way to find their treasure, but they get lost, and then they get lost their whole life because they are not initiated by the initiated. So yeah, what do you want to find, right? What do you want to find? What it is that you know already that is within you, right? Like your uniqueness, your hero's journey, you setting out on this path to find out who it is that you are and what you have to give will be or is the most important and most adventurous journey of your whole life. It's not necessarily the journeys outside. That's why some people, I think I told you before, because it was a trigger for me, you know, like this is my studio. I totally love my studio. And somebody said, like it's boring that you always sit here. Like people want to see you travel, but actually, I don't enjoy vlogging. I don't enjoy vlogging, and I don't enjoy showing people everything. Maybe you want to see it, and I can show you more. But actually, that's not really what I personally enjoy. I like to sit here, and then I collapse everything, and I go out and do my thing. So not everyone will enjoy the same thing. And there are so many people going out. The number one thing is really, is your dream? Or are you trying to emulate someone else's dream? Right? I know what I like. I know what I like. So I don't have to go traveling all the time. I had the privilege to see a lot of world in my early years already. So at this point in my life, yeah, we go traveling, but I don't have to pretend something to show everybody that that's the only way you can live your life. You understand? And that's not a denial, and that's not even trying to make it cool. If I know what I want, I will admit it. But you know, like everyone wants something else. Some people just love to stay at home, and that's okay. And they're still smart, and they're still like magicians and adepts and like authors. I know that a lot of authors, they just stay at one place to write the book. Like if they have the money already, if they have the privilege to just stay at one place, they want to stay at one place. Maybe it's a beautiful place, maybe it's at home, but in order to, I read that in a book here as well, in order to focus all your energy into one thing, and if it's a book, if it's creation, if you're a course creator, if you're a teacher, if you're an author, many times you will want to focus on what it is that you're creating instead of navigating a different environment all the time. That's exhausting. Like for me, definitely, I love the stability. And that's also kind of like a universal principle. The more stable your surroundings are, the more you can get into your creativity, right? So I don't really see like traveling as a benefit for being creative. I wanted to get that out because I feel like so many people pretend that they always want to move and move and move and travel, but I believe that there are so many different ways for you to be in your creative genius because at the end of the day, I believe that's what we want to tap into. Some people need to travel in order to get the experience again, but then they come home or they come back to the stable surroundings to actually produce. That's my experience. So maybe you know something else. I would love to know what you think about that. And there's just two more cards and then I'm done. Again, okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. I would say, okay, let me first take that. So if we stay at with the analogy of diving deep into yourself, diving deep into your subconscious mind is about you discovering the treasure of who you are. And now comes the time where you have to come back up, right? The hero's journey is about slaying the dragon, right? And then you come back into society. You come back to the place where you started, where you departed from, but you're no longer the same person. And here comes the real, and I can say that for myself, here comes the real test. Are you able to hold that heightened frequency of who you are now? Because you're not the same. You're no longer the same. Other people didn't see what you've been through, like on the outside, but also especially on the inside, you have changed, right? So now it's time to come back into society, on social media, into your whatever field you're working in or you're showing yourself in. But now you are like this initiated, you have learned something, your mindset has shifted, you had this trauma. You know, sometimes trauma can be something that is like a shock that will also shift your perspective. And you went through this initiation process, you come back, but you don't dare to step up into your power. That's why many women and many coaches and many women who have learned something over a course of time, the real test now is to come back and be in that shifted identity. To come back and be in that shifted identity, that means you're no longer the same. You have to acknowledge that. And now you have to position yourself at a different level. Like you're no longer the person that your mom used to know, you know, not like now you're a queen. Rightfully so. Like I'm not talking about exaggerated ego, but you've learned something that puts you in a completely different position. The question is, are you willing to own it? The question is, are you willing to own that new position? You have to first claim it before other people can see you as that. And this is where I feel like a lot of people need support to hold that energy, to see yourself as that new person before other people see you like that. Yeah, you have to claim, you have to assume the position. Yep. So continue to focus on your goals. Probably it's going to be like this huge new purpose. You have this new purpose to save humanity, or you have this new purpose to heal the world. Just as simple as that. Heal the world, save humanity, save womankind, help other spiritual leaders, help other people because you have found this elixir of health. You have found knowledge about health. You have found knowledge about creating your reality, right? And you have to continue to stay connected to this very big vision, very, very big vision, because only if you hold that big vision, you will grow into it. You will grow into that bigger version of yourself, more money. Up until now, you maybe made 10K a month. Now it's time for you to upgrade to 100K. So you can only get to 100K a month when you dare to think like that. And you think about ideas like, how can I do that? How can I be that person? How can I be that person? That's what it is. Not how can I get that, but how can I be that person that gives 100,000 euro quality. Yeah. How can I be that person that is even more? And of course, I think that's the most important thing. Most people don't dare to show who they really are and what they really want. It's all connected to self-worth. And many people, I said it yesterday again, we have like four fundamental fears. And the number one is the fear of being fundamentally flawed. Fundamentally flawed, meaning you, the birth sin, like you're nobody, right? You're nobody. As I said, nobody cares about you, which is a human thing. Yeah, on a spiritual perspective, you care about yourself, right? But nobody cares about you. It's like, yeah, nobody cares about me. Yeah, but you care about you. So there's a paradox. And I'm not always going to go too deep into it because I'm going to speak more and more about that because we're in the space time of duality and both is okay. Both is correct, right? Nobody cares about you. And at the same time, you care about yourself. And if you build yourself up, everybody's going to care about you like that. So, but what I want to say here is that you, and I've realized that so many times, you have to show up for yourself. This was my biggest block. I can definitely say that. That was my biggest block. I was afraid that I was too much. I was afraid that I was too wild, too savage, to everything, like above and below, to everything in all directions. So there was a lot of inner work to do around that. And it is you. If you want something for real, you first have to admit it to yourself that you want it before it can be given to you, before the doors will be open so the opportunities can come for you to get it, right? Most people don't dare to show. Ooh, even in relationships, so many people don't dare to show that they like you because they're afraid to be rejected. And that's why I love people that are so open about what they want because they're no longer afraid to be rejected, right? I am so open now, like, because my deepest fear has also been rejection. Yeah, that has been my deepest fear. But if you overcome that, if you sit with that, if you let it come, like, if you feel this feeling of literally dying, because that's what's going on in your nervous system, if you're being rejected as a child, I think I spoke about that yesterday as well. So, if you're being rejected as a child, it can literally feel like you're dying because you need other people when you're a child to survive, right? So, in order for us to overcome that, it has to be felt in the nervous system. And it's going to make you so much free. Like, if you fully accept yourself, you're free. You're free. So, don't be afraid to admit to yourself your savage, especially your savage desires. It is so socially acceptable to say, like, I want to help everybody. I want to help the world. I want to save the world. I want to help women. We all like love that, right? I have been that person too, and I still am her. But I also want to help myself. I want to make money for myself. I want to get paid. You know, I want to get paid what I feel that I'm worth, what my work is worth. And that's who I am. That's what I want. Pay me or leave me, you know? And then we are so afraid. We are so, we can be so trapped in this good girl, like being the good girl. I want to be liked. So much to our detriment. You want to be liked so much that your bills are not even paid. That doesn't make sense, you know? But I know that we have all been there, or maybe some are still there. You want to be liked, and that's why you don't get paid. Like, state your price, you know? State your price. Yeah. You want it, like I wrote it down, like you're so afraid to own your desires and you're so afraid to fail that you never even start. And for me, it's the same thing. Like, you're so afraid of death that you don't really live, right? You're so afraid of dying, and that's why you don't really start living. So it's the same thing. You're so afraid of saying that that's what you want, and also saying, like, I want to win. I want to win. I think so many people don't dare to say, I want to win, because then they're afraid to lose. I want to win, and I'm going to do everything it takes for me to win because I'm not in competition with nobody. I'm only in competition with myself. So I want to win. And yeah, I really want it. I want a lot of money. I want to be beautiful. I want the best of the best. I want all of the good stuff. We all want that. Say it with me. It's an affirmation. I want to win. I want money. I want the best of the best. I only want like all of that good stuff. Yeah, because we're so afraid to be rejected for our true selves. And there are so many reasons for it. As I spoke about the DNA, like it's generational trauma, especially for the wild women out here. It is generational. Like women have not always had it easy, especially the wild ones, right? Like we know what happened with them a few decades, not decades ago, like even hundreds and hundreds of years ago. I don't know exactly. But yeah, strong women or like healers, all of the women who actually have the remedies to so much of the world conditioning about like poverty and sickness and like all of the low level things. I believe so many women in the past had already had the remedies for that, but we were shut down. And that's what it is. So I believe all of everything that I said today, my intention is to give. Yeah. And to let you know that you have so much more to give yourself. Like you have this treasure, you have the gold mine within, but it's upon you to go dive into it, to go dive into it. If you want help, again, I have programs available. But it's really to dive into this abundance mindset. There is more than enough inside of you to create everything that you want outside of yourself as well. Yeah. So it's like digging the well. It's like digging the well so you can be nourished from your own overflow, the overflow. And first, you got to, as I said, cut off all the energy from other people. You give too much attention to other people. So, like, really, they don't care about you on a deeper human level, and you don't care about them. Just allow it to yourself. Like, I don't care. First, the number one person I got to care about is myself. And that's the best thing you can do. There's one saying in German, and it's if you think about yourself, everybody is thought about. It's 333. Love it. So if you think about yourself, everybody's thought of, right? Everybody's taken care of if everyone takes care of themselves. And then we can all start giving from our overflow. Of course, a little disclaimer, if you have children, you always got to take care of them too, right? So it's about you becoming the realest, most integrated person that you can be. It's about really, it's about the way, it's about the path, it's about the process, it's about showing all of who you are and all of everything that you're capable of. Because only if you show who you are, like in the full-blown capacity, you can be seen by others, you can be found by others. Other people can come and say, like, I need you here in this position. I want to work with you or whatnot, So don't deny yourself of the blessings. Cut away all the bullshit and focus on yourself. And then, yeah, invest in yourself, do the inner work, and then come out gloriously for yourself. And again, then also for others. But let's not get too caught up in the others. It's really first and foremost, I want to set the foundation that it's okay to have selfish desires, especially if you have up until now considered yourself a good girl or a light worker, a big-hearted person. You want to change the world. But first and foremost, think about yourself. If you're good, you can serve the world with your overflow. So that's it for today. Until then. And also here, until then, bye-bye.